Christmas. How was it possible for two intelligent women to get so worked up over a pile of dirty laundry? She pushed Hope's invitation into an envelope and wrote out the address at the university. More often than not, Louis refused to take a nap these days, but when he did, she would select one or two of the tasks that required silence or concentration to be performed in his absence. She still hadn't totally unpacked the top floor. After the initial flush of enthusiasm, she had lost interest in unpacking another box, and she now understood how it was possible to be boxed years after moving in. But Sally loved her new house. The light and spacious kitchen dining room was set at the back of the house. At the centre was a kitchen table, a flyweight expanse of light oak set on slender tapered legs, the chairs fashioned in a single, smooth curve of matching wood. Edward, spotting the table in the Conran shop, had pointed to it. "That's the one." He could still surprise her like that, his easygoing demeanour snapping into decisive mode, his tastes and preferences unpredictable. It was a whitewood kitchen, allegedly hand-painted with a beech countertop that looked fantastic and was laughably impractical. The wall